The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
People looking to buy a home seem to be avoiding second-hand homes, according to research from the Real Estate Alliance. Why? Because they're too expensive to renovate and people can't find tradespeople to do the work. I'm joined by TJ Cronin, Cork-based estate agent and former president of the Society of Chartered Surveyors. Good morning, TJ.
Good morning, Claire.
Thanks for being with us. Are you seeing this pattern in the market now that people are sort of backing away from second-hand homes that look like projects?
Yes, I have. Yeah. I suppose, Claire, in my experience of 30 years of kind of in the residential market, when I started out, it was a very clear sort of twin track within the residential market. You had the new home sector and the secondhand home sector. And, you know, in the last 20, 30 years, we've seen a massive increase, a dramatic increase in terms of the evolution of buildings within the new home section. So as a buyer, you know, when they're looking to buy, they're looking new home versus secondhand. But the real change in the market, as I mentioned there earlier on, 30 years ago, there was a twin track. It's now a triple track. You have your new homes, you have your secondhand market. It's now subdivided into sort of the higher rated secondhand homes and the lower rated secondhand homes. So in a sort of very kind of top line look, the new homes today are a very efficient, modern system with the added benefit of the various schemes, help to buy schemes and first home schemes and so on and so forth. So they give greater, I suppose, access to buyers to buy within the new home section.
So if you
look at the second hand.
Sorry to cut across you there, but the second hand homes, just as you set out there, what a new home looks like and everything that comes with it from a financial help perspective, the second hand market doesn't look very attractive to certainly a first time buyer.
No, absolutely not. I would say it's a secondhand home. Depending on the profile of the secondhand home, it'll be less attractive as you go down. So, for example, in 2007, there was an introduction of the Building Energy Rating Certification Scheme. And that essentially gave classification to the house in regards to how efficient the house was. And what I'm seeing in the market with the last number of years, and more specifically recently, is that the lower the BER rating, so you know your going properties going from, let's say, you know, down to G rated, they require a higher input from the purchaser's point of view. So with that higher input requirement comes greater cost. So for example, if a person is looking at buying a secondhand home that has a lower energy efficiency rating, it needs a greater amount of work. It needs it needs more time, it needs people to be able to acquire the benefit of a builder or tradespeople, which isn't easily attained in today's market. The cost of that work is increasing dramatically over the years and continues to increase dramatically over the years.
It's hard to even get a quote, isn't it, TJ?
It's hard. In actual fact, I spoke to a friend of mine on Saturday and he was saying that he's in a house that they want to add on a 22 square meter extension as a playroom and he can't get people to quote because they're just too busy. And they said, like, you know, by the time I'm, if I give you a quote now, by the time actually I'm available by the end of the year, start of next year, that quote is obsolete. It's obsolete within a couple of months.
Right. So you can't even find out what you might be in for. And I have a listener here saying that secondhand houses in Galway City are going sale agreed in 2 weeks. I'm desperate. Please tell me where your report is coming from. Well, we're not saying that they're not selling, but they just mightn't be the first port of call for buyers who are looking for certainty around what they need to borrow.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if as a first-time buyer you decide to buy a new home, the certainty in that, you're buying the property, you know the contract price, and you're sure of the caliber and the condition of the property that you're buying, okay, and it's future-proofed. The added advantage of another advantage of new homes is that you're buying a property that's a high BER rating, so you can qualify for greater, you know, green mortgages or eco-friendly mortgages from the various banks. When you look at the second-hand properties, you're buying a property with the benefit of a surveyor's structural survey, but that is superficial. You don't get into the warts and all of the building as such, right? So when you actually get into the property, strip it back and get to, you know, for example, look at your heating system, look at your wiring, look at your you know, insulation in the floor and the attic and so on and so forth and the walls. Then and only then will you realize what the true cost of renovations are going to be. So I have, on countless occasions, I have spoken to people, buyers that have bought a property for X, on the presumption that it's going to cost Y to actually bring the house to a certain level. But when the builders get in on site, start stripping back, then the building tells its own tale. And then it can be a very different price in terms of the actual end-day product, you know. Now, yeah, I don't want to...
People might expect, though, that because there are so many grants available now to do the BER upgrade, that might be a consideration as well. Yes, it's going to cost me a lot of money, but I'm going to get a lot of help with this.
Yeah, and they're right. The grants are there between SEI grants, between derelict houses grants or vacancy grants, and they're quite substantial grants. But again, I go back to the actual cost of the actual doing the work. The appreciation within the actual cost of construction is outstripping the benefit of the grants rapidly. Mm-hmm. You know, so and the other thing as well is that I have on countless occasions. No, I don't want to appear to be negative in relation to the grants. Okay, they're a huge benefit to a lot of people. But what I have seen, especially in relation to first-time buyers, and especially in relation to properties that need that, you know, deep renovation, they're stretched to buy the house in the first place. In a lot of cases, they can't afford to actually do the work. So, for example, if you look at the derelict sites, or sorry, not the vacancy house grant, okay, up to €50,000, they must pay them. They must. It's not an upfront grant. They must do the work and then get, once the work is completed and inspected, they then get the benefit of the grant returned to them. So, I have spoken to countless people that they're just saying that they're just, it's a bridge too far. They can't afford to purchase and do the work. So they're looking at, you know. I've had two people in the last month or so that have declined to buy a house because they just went, no, it's just a bridge too far. Okay. And they've stayed within the rental sector. Now, I know that's a dramatic statement to make for some people, but that is the actual reality of it in some cases.
So if you're buying a new property, you know what the price is. And, you know, if you agree the price, then that is the price you pay. You're not going to have to spend much more on it other than for your furniture. So you have certainty there.
Exactly.
As well, whereas with the second hand home, yeah, unless you can do the work yourself, and some people, you know, either have the skills or their family have the skills and they can go about it that way, which reduces the bill that they're facing ultimately. But unless you have that, you're facing into trying to find somebody to do the work, changing prices, and very high prices as well.
Yeah. So I'll give you an example now. A few months ago I sold a property, and the person that was buying the house knew exactly that it was going to be a deep renovation job, which was fine. And they came back to me and they said the first thing they realized was that when the builder got in, and as I said, when they stripped back the building, not only did they realize that there was a greater amount of work needed, but also the time involved in supplying that work. It went from a four-month build contract to a six-month build contract. Mm-hmm. But on the far side of that, they were renting. And they had a house for, I think it was 4 months. So they were stuck. They actually had to move out of their short-term rental property and go into, I think they went into, the last time I spoke to them, they were actually living in a B&B, the family, for a few weeks. So, you know, people don't realize that there's that factor as well. So, you know, for some families, when they're moving into a property that needs work to it, they may have had to sell their own property, and they may not be in a position to move in with family because of geographical locations or whatever the case may be. And there's an added bill to pay in terms of accommodation for the duration of the construction. So, yeah, like when you speak about new homes and you speak about it, new homes provide certainty of produce. So, for example, you know from your developer that the property will be ready on a certain date. Give or take a day or two here or there, or a week or two here and there, you know that the property will be ready in the first month of whatever.
Okay. TJ, we'll leave it there, but thank you very much for your time. I have very many text messages coming in on this. That's TJ Cronin, who's a Cork-based estate agent. A listener says, my daughter bought a home in an older settled area. It was much better buy than a brand new overpriced house. Another, I bought a new A-rated house. It costs a fortune to run. That's unusual to hear. My brother bought a second-hand house, upgraded it with grants, has a lower mortgage, and has won hands down.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.